For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. BC men's hockey team lost in overtime last night, joined by Mike Soucier. Soucier, guys didn't play a great game, but you were certainly playing well enough to get some points out of last night. How much of a kick to the teeth was last night?
Yeah, it was pretty disappointing, Schultzy. You know, especially, you know, we're up there 3-2, and then they come back and they score a quick goal with 4 minutes left, and, you know, it sucked. It was a tough loss for the guys, for sure.
As a penalty killer, you guys are pretty darn good. What's going right for you?
You know, we just practice a lot, and we take a lot of pride in our penalty kill, and, you know, and it kind of shows in our results, and, you know, we just kind of keep practicing, keep doing the right things, and it's all about habits.
A lot of people would think that on the penalty kill, you got to be a little more passive. You guys are the complete opposite. How long does it take to get into that aggressive mindset as a penalty killer?
Yeah, it takes a little bit. You know, you just got to get used to it. Like I said, we practice it a lot. So, you know, all the guys, it's our mindset now, and we know what we need to do. And, you know, we're having some success, and we just got to keep doing that.
What does it say for this team's potential when, I mean, you guys played great last weekend, but previous weekends you've had one good night and one not so good night, and yet you still have a pretty darn good record.
Yeah, we just got to keep moving the gears, really, and just stick with it. And, you know, we're going to do the right things, and, you know, we have a plan, and we just got to trust each other out there, and good things will happen, and we'll win some games.
What's the hardest part about playing on Olympic-size ice the first time of the year?
Just a lot of skating. It's a lot of skating, and you just got to be in the right positions a lot of the time. And, you know, sometimes you want to make that hit, and you get taken out of position, so you just kind of need to be smart and know where you are on the ice.
Is a 7-hour plane ride up here make Olympic-size ice even worse?
A little bit, yeah. You know, you just kind of have to shake off the legs and prepare and warm up right and, you know, eat right and drink a lot of water, and it helps you.
Best of luck tonight.
Thanks, Schultz.